Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. Guess what? It's Dr. Cappuccino. Hey, you guys were looking for me last week. Well, guess what? I was in a car accident last week, and then I failed. I mean, it was so many things going on, but I know you know where to go when you want to hear about the Word of God and how to have that global vision for living today. You know, the scriptures will tell us that without a vision, the people perish. It didn't say without a word from on high, without two cars in your driveway, without a vision, you perish. So we got to look to the right thing, and we know the right thing and the right one and the right person is God Almighty. His name, according to him, his own self, Jehovah, is stated at Psalm 83:18. But welcome this morning, yay, to the Global Vision for Living Today. We missed you. You missed us. And this was part of our last week, and here we are today. How can I show God that I love him? You know, we think about our cars, our homes, loving our family, and we kind of leave God on the outside. Oh, well, before I go to bed, I'll pray. Oh, well, before I bow my head over my food, I'll pray. Oh, no, God is the everyday, on time, all the way live God. So we want to show him that we love him. But how do I do that? How do I show this God that? He lets me eat. He lets me sleep. He lets me look beautiful. And everywhere you might go, someone takes attention to you. Let me tell you something. We got to turn that thing around and show God that we love him. We have Colonel Harrison back with us again today. I was looking at our dashboard. This is our 260th show. We don't want Satan to mess that up. 262. You know, that takes a lot of guts, takes a lot of health, it takes a lot of study, it takes a lot of talking, but most of all, it takes a lot of prayer to be able week after week after week after week, in spite of you know who, to bring these shows to you. But Colonel Harrison, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Dr. Cappuccino. Listen, audience, it's doing great. All is well, and it's just good to be on the show again to share with our listeners.
Okay, well, we have a lot to share. We're going to share and show, because this year, even though the COVID markers are way, way down, we're planning our 10th. It might even be our 11th, but we're planning our 10th. Yearly convention, our annual convention, and you'll be hearing more about that before the end of the show. But right now, we should be interested in the God of the universe, because it says in Genesis 1:1, he created the heaven and the earth in the beginning. And we all, like my dad used to say, when you find out you have missed up and messed up, he said, go all the way back to where you got on and get back on. And, you know, a lot of times some of our ministers will teach and preach. They'll start off in Ephesus. They'll start off in Galatians. Come on, let's get real. Let's get real. They probably don't have one person that speaks Latin, Greek, or Hebrew in their church. Let's get this thing real. We've got to first go all the way back and pray to God Almighty for him to help us to show him that we love him. Colonel Harrison, let's start off by asking this question. How can a person that's interested in God show God that they love him? Now, first of all, we already know. Let's keep this thing real. You got to know something about that God before you love him. We're not going to start in the middle of the stream, you guys, talking about prayer and so forth and so on and so on. How can I show God that I love him? I'm going to jump in there ahead of Colonel Harrison. You first got to know something about that God. Colonel Harrison, how can a person show God that they love him?
You set the tone, Tina. They have to know who God is. The Psalm 83:18, God. And that's so important because God's name is above all names. Yes, in the New Testament of the traditional Bible, God's son name is Jesus. But in Psalm 83:18, it says that men may know that thou, who name is Jehovah, is the most high over all the earth. So we have to study, as you said, the first book of the Bible and work our way forward through the Bible to get to know who the Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, God is. And once we get to know who he is, then we pray unto him and we allow him to lead and guide and direct us through the inner spirit called the Holy Spirit as to what he wants us to do. So get to know who God is, pray unto him, and then surrender ourselves unto him.
Okay, thank you, Colonel. So get to know him means the same thing here. How can I show God? We know something about him. It's not so much of what you heard, but the Bible says, study to show thyself, you, thyself. Study to show thyself approved by God. So we're not going to love a God that we have not studied about. We don't know anything about him but what we heard. Well, so-and-so said. Well, my so-and-so said. He said to study, not just read, not just listen to, not just hear. He said, you yourself study. And anyone that has a first grade knowledge of God can tell when a person is studying the Bible. He's not going around begging. He's not sick 24 hours a day. He has not lost everything he got. God is the God of protection. People wondering, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. You have to know God. God said he created heaven and earth. That means, guess what, you guys, everything in it. So if you're lacking, if you're hungry, if you feel a need to beg, here we go again, then that means there's something going on, because if you know God, you know, number one, he's going to take care of you. The Bible says that. If you know God, the Bible says that in a twinkling of an eye, there's going to be a change of your body. If he can do that, he can put food on your table, shoes on your feet, clothes on your back. That's what the old folks used to say. But for right now, that ain't enough. Our generation now, Gen Z, Gen X, millennials, we can't talk that talk now. Many have tried it, and they have failed. The studies now are showing that these younger people is fomenting some other kind of religion. You know, they go into a church-like building, but it's not really called the church. I was going down the street yesterday, and it's a minister calls himself Dr. Clarence McClendon. Looks like an angel out of heaven. If you read about him, you'll see how he got his start, and the lady that helped put him on the map. She's highly educated. She put him on the map. She opened these doors through God. But the thing is, I passed this a big cathedral that they just bought. It used to be a movie theater, and they just bought it. They were out there yesterday painting and all of that, and it's called Cornerstone Center or something like that. Christ, nothing like that. God, Jehovah, nothing was on the outside of it. And I was wondering what was going on, because it was women running in with flowers and food tins and all of that. So they must be getting ready to have something great tomorrow. And another thing, I got a call from the Scientologists. They're looking for 500 volunteers for today, as a matter of fact, at the SoFi Stadium, that multi-billion-dollar stadium. They've allowed to let them in doing something today, and they're going to be passing out drug booklets. They need 500 volunteers. That's how big and prolific they are. They're going through the stadium handing out drug booklets. People are realizing now, if you ain't doing nothing, you're not going to get anything. So how can I show God that I love him? We've got to be about his business. We've got to be doing something. We see right now, studies show only 12% in America is interested in God. It was 20 last year. And then I was talking to people and I was saying, well, where do you find those 12%? Oh, and the conversation just went haywire. How can I show God that I love him? Number one, you can't just go out there and just say, okay, I'm going to this church, I'm going to find God. I'm going across the street, I'm going to find God and show him I love him. Or I'm going to the science. You cannot do that. The Bible says that they might know knowledge. So that means a person has got to be taught. And the witnesses now is going on a worldwide re-education campaign, and they're asking for people to come and just take one block in America. Write that down. One block in America. One block in America. One, two, or three people. Just take that block. You don't have to run all over the world, run all over the globe to try to find God to show him that you love him. Do what he says. Because he already showed he loved us. Well, God so loved the world that he gave. So you got to put some time in there. You got to give of yourself. Most of all, you got to study. Stop sitting around listening to everything everyone has to say, and you're not doing nothing. How can I show God I love him? Number one, Colonel always said, get to know God. Well, before you get to know him, you got to do a lot. There's some things you got to do, some things you got to put in place. One thing is to cut out dead works. I'm jumping in there on that. Number one, how can you show God you love him? Cut out the dead works. Cut out dead works. Well, what is dead works, Dr. Copertino? Doing anything that God has not asked you to do. Well, how would I know? Here we go back again. Study to show thyself approved. You know all you got to do is just type in help with Bible study. I don't have to tell you what's going to come up. Them witnesses got number one spot on Google. Number one. 3-year pandemic. They got 500,000 in. Others shutting down, closing. You don't call them begging. You better not put up no food stand in front of no Kingdom Hall. You better not. They give you what God said you should have. That's it. Jesus didn't set up a food stand. He one time fed with loaves and fishes. Colonel Harrison, what is another way a person can show God that they love him?
As you just mentioned, Doc, cut out dead works and doing things contrary to God. That means turn around, learn what it is God wants you to do, how he wants us to live. And you can learn that from a teacher who teaches the Bible. And once you learn that, then you should be obedient. Once you learn who God is, learn what God want us to do for him, to glorify him on the earth, be obedient to his instructions. His instructions are found in the traditional Bible. We must be obedient. We're obedient to our parents, obedient to our friends. We're obedient to the supervisors and bosses. Why can't we be obedient to God, the Creator?
Yes, and you know what? It's going to come a time, and that time is almost right now. It might already be right here. There's going to come a time when, and the Bible expresses this, even in Malachi, it's going to come a time when people are going to want to know God and hear about God and want to see God. And guess what? Scriptures show that it's not going to happen. So Bishop Mims used to say, while it is still day, hearken to the voice and the word of God. Colonel Harrison, what's going to happen to people that are relying on others to talk to them about putting God first and showing God that they love him, showing God that they need him? What is going to happen? Because as we're talking now, some are scoffing. Oh, that ain't about nothing. Oh, I'm okay. Oh, I got some food in my freezer. Oh, you know, my rent is paid. That's all the world is set up for. That's satanic, if at all, because that is not what God say. Worry about your rent. Worry about this. Worry about 4-5 beggars calling and knocking on your door 24, 36, 7, whatever hours in a day. No. That's not how you show God that you love him. You show God that you love him by doing what he say. So here we go again. You've got to get teacher. You have got to be taught. I just talked about the group on a worldwide educational program. Many don't care about that. If I'm eating every day, I don't need to know nothing. If I'm paying my rent every month, I don't have to do nothing. But for people that want to show God that they love him, the steps have got to be put in place. You got to learn about him. You got to know who he is, where he came from. You know what? I told my church, I said, I bet nobody in here can tell us where the mother of Jesus is buried. You ain't saying nothing if you don't cover Jesus in all his aspects, where he came from, who is present. How can you tell God, show him that you love him, and you don't even know that? They ain't teaching that in some of these places, but I know one place you get to know all of that. You're not going to say, I love God, and you ain't doing what he say. You're not, you can say it, but people that know different, they will shake, rattle, and roll to even hear that. How can I show God that I love him? I got to do what he say. Colonel, what are some other ways? Let's get down to the flesh and blood and bone of this. How can a person show God that they love him? We mentioned they've got to study. We mentioned they got to do what he, once they find out. I used to knock on the door 30 years, and people didn't want to know because they said, if I know, I got to do. They was really right on that. They didn't want to know, but as soon as you knock on the door, can you pray for me? I said, I'm going to pray one time. And then you got to make a commitment to God yourself to learn how to pray. I said, I'm going to pray one time. Bow your head. I laid my hand there on that head. And there's some people going around, even in the churches now. They said they sitting up in here. They ain't doing nothing. But guess what? The blood of them is going to be on the one's hand that keep on talking. You know it's not doing any good. They just sitting up there. For what? Wear my clothes, somewhere to go. Oh, yes, Sunday, I better go out the door, drive down the street, blah, 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 blah. The Bible says that he that doeth the will of God remain forever. Not just listening. Be ye not hearers. Only he that does the will of God remain forever. So let me back this thing up. That's one way we can show God that we love him, doing his will. What did he say? What did he say? He see what you're doing. Colonel Harrison, give us another way we can show God. Let's keep this ball rolling. What else can a person do?
Be a witness for him. Once you learn who he is, either through studying the Bible or a teacher teaching you who God is, God the Creator, the Psalm 83:18, God, be a witness for him. Go and tell others about, teach others about him, tell others about him. As you are walking in his ways and you've learned his ways and you learn who he is, God wants us to spread the word, which is called the good news, about who he is, his coming kingdom, two kingdoms on earth, the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. And so it's important that we bear witness of that. So we have an obligation once we learn who he is to go and be a witness to tell others about who he is.
Oh, my God, that is so true. I'm just saying that Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter starting at 10, he says here, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. Uh-oh, they got to be chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Hallelujah. Neither shall there be any after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Oh, my God. Isaiah, you guys, the 43rd chapter, you got some people woke up this morning, can't even spell Isaiah. He said, you are my witnesses. So you ain't going nowhere. You're not getting out there. You're not standing on the corner. You're not walking down the street with a black covered Bible up under your shoulder blade if you ain't that. Because I'm going to tell you something. Drug addict, alcoholic, killer, want to be killer. When they see a witness of Jehovah, I don't have to tell you what. You'll find them with their hands wiping their shirt off. They'll step aside. They will sit down on the crate. They'll bow their head when you pass. Hello, ma'am. I'm telling you, the Bible at Isaiah 43 just summed it up. He said, you are my witnesses. So that's the main way you can show God that you love him. Be a witness for him. What else you got going for yourself? Eating and sleeping. I fell down, and I got news for you. I thought I was just out of it, because I never felt that way before, and I had never done it. Just told me I got to watch my step, my balance, maybe exercise, which I'm not going to do, blah, 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 blah. But he said, you already heard it. We ain't going to try to talk about nobody else walking out there, knowing bullets is flying, people running with daggers now. That's the latest. All the daggers now selling up out of these sports places because, I won't even go into it. He said, you are my witnesses. So that's how the main way you can show God that you love him. Be a witness, and you're not going to be that if you don't know nothing about him. So here we go back to what Colonel Harrison mentioned. We've got to know something about that God, and you're not going to know something about that God just running in listening. There was a time 2,000 years ago when that was mandatory. Read the scripture. Let me tell you something. Right now, my daddy used to say, people would rather see a sermon than hear one. And I see there's a lot that are doing the same thing. But, hey, what can I say? The master builder of the universe has spoken, and none can check his hand. So how can I show God that I love him? Number one, you got to be about doing what he said. Just because you ain't in the hospital now doesn't mean you won't be on there tomorrow. I've never been in the hospital, but maybe when I had my kids. How can I show God that I love him? Do what he say. But you first got to learn what he says. You know, I used to hold a Bible study, and people would say, oh, my God, can I ride with you one day? I just want to, you know, have my patent pen, and I want to question you on this and this and that. You know what? Anybody that got a year in God is better than nothing at all. Because you know you're not going to get nothing out in the world. Everyone on this call needs to be crying because he said what he's going to do, we can't really get into it, to those that don't obey him and those that do not know him. There's a mass destruction coming. He said, I'm sick of them. They walking around, walking about, ain't thinking about me, ain't calling on me until, oh, well, it's time to die. You know what? If you want to show God that you love him, he's going to show you that he loves you. He's going to watch over you. He's going to take care of you. I can't even sit on this plane what God will do for those that love him. He's already promised you paradise right here. People say, oh, well, yeah, we are going to heaven. Well, you know what? You better tell them to read Revelation 21, 1-4, because he says, now as the tent of God has come down to mankind. He said, I see a new heaven and a new earth. Uh-oh, you're going to be on that all day, all week, all month long. I see a new heaven and a new earth come down. Sickness will be no more. It's not up there. Crying and pain and outcry will be no more. You know what? That sounds like some people on earth. You know what? People need to get this thing straight. No one is 12% interested. It's too many false teaching that is going along. It's too much of that. I was in my Sunday school class, and I said, you know what? There's two differences. They were talking about life, eternal life and everlasting life. and a shutter fail. Who knows the difference of that? Eternal life is promised, but everlasting life is promised. Look them up. That's why the people is running to and fro. But the global vision for living today packs it heavy and tell it like it is. You want to show God that you love him? Do what he says. You don't know what he said? Then learn of me. Learn what he says. You don't know who? I tell you what, fall down and start praying and hollering. I did it. I was on the verge of committing suicide. I did it. I sat on the bed with a fistful of pills. And as I had water in one hand and a hand of pills in the other, a knock came to the door. Bam, bam, bam. And I fell off the bed. Water went one way, pills went another way. And I walked to the door. And I didn't even care who was on the other side, but I opened the door, and two men stood there. And he said, "Hi, young lady. How would you like to learn how to live in paradise on earth?" And I started screaming and hollering, and all I could hear, one of them said, "Go get Marge, go, 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 go get Marge." And he took off running, and I slid to the floor. Within seconds, two women was in. The tallest woman just picked me up, and she started, "Oh, Jehovah, hallelujah, thank you, God. She's your child. You led her to us." And on and on and on they went. Lord, here we are. It's you standing in front of her, not us. I mean, I told, hallelujah, they were Jehovah's Witnesses. I wouldn't be on the phone now if it wasn't for them. And they drug me to the couch. One of them put the head in my lap. Both of them was howling, crying, and praying at the same time. "Oh, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, That's all I remember. Over and over, and I just start crying. And the men never stepped over that threshold. I got news for you. The people is out there. You think you all that and more? You want to show God that you love him? Get on the Worldwide Salvation Program, established at 33 CE by Jesus Christ, who suffered, hung there, bled, and died, and got up. Jehovah resurrected him. You want to know how to show God that you love him? Get on the educational camp. You don't know who's out there waiting. They say the suicide rate is up. I got something in my purse right now to take to church to show the suicide rate. So while we talking, I'm going out there. I'm out there. Show God that you love him and do the work that he asks you to do. You say you love him. You ain't loving him if you're not out there. Scientologists, 500 begging for help. Oh, yeah, they going to get him. So far, all y'all ministers out there, get the forum. Go over there and get that into a dome. You ain't doing nothing. A donkey can talk. That's what my daddy said, you know, Balaam in the Bible. Hallelujah. Colonel Harrison, close us out with something that you know we need to know if we want to show God that we love him.
You must serve him in spirit and truth. And the Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself, that they are the greatest of God's commandments. And if we don't honor God, he will not honor us. And God said the people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Right.
So we must get knowledge in the Bible as to who God is. God is real. Jesus is real. They see seated in the third heaven, God on the throne, Jesus to the right hand of the throne, coming back at the appointed time for those who strive to live a life that's pleasing unto God. So I encourage you to get on board now with the Jehovah God train in Jesus' name.
Hey, that's the only way to go. Ain't no one-way ticket there because God keeps his promise. Hi, Miss Georgia. God keeps his promise. In the name of Jesus, have a great weekend. Thank you. Come on back next week. You know, there's a lot going on, and we want to make a report about our 2023 convention at our next show. How can I show God that I love him? Do what he says. Have a great weekend in Jesus' name.